Welcome, welcome. Good morning, my lovely ladies and gentlemen and teens. Welcome, welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group, Incorporated. This is a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1994. Our nonprofit group, minister to women, Bible study. We hand out food sometime. We do a lot of things that the Lord asks us to do. We go on gatherings. We have picnics. We counsel women that been through stuff. The group is about the group. Also, what we do is talk to you about divorce, marriage, family, accessory. So, like, hey, God bless y'all. And today, Bible reading is Isaiah 55. It says, come to the Lord. Come, everyone who is thirsty. Come to the water, and you without silver. Come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without silver, without cost. Why do you spend silver on what is not food, and your wages on what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and you will enjoy the choices of food. Pay attention and come to me. Listen so that you will live. I will make a permanent covenant with you on the basis of the faithful kindness of David. Since I have made him a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people, so you will summon a nation you do not know. And the nation who do not know you will run to you. For the Lord your God, even the High One of Israel, has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call to him while he is near. Let the weak one abandon his ways, and the sinful one his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, so he may have compassion on him and our God, for he will freely give. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord declaring. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so is my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts more higher than your thoughts. For just as the rain and the snow fall from heaven and do not return there, without stagnate the earth and making it germinate and sprout and provide seed to the soil and food to eat, so my words that come from my mouth will not return to me empty. Never will the Lord's word return void. And never will our word, as long as they line up with the Lord. That's what I'm saying. But it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do. You will indeed go out in joy and be peaceful. Guided the mountain and the hills will break into singing before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bushes, a cress pack will come up. So as you read the Bible, you'll see there's a lot of weird things that the Lord is talking about. He's telling us that when we come to him and have peace, it says the mountains will break out in song, singing, and the trees will clap their hand. Says, you see, God is very powerful. It's a lot of things we don't know that we will never know until God lets us know. So I'm leaving you with this little prayer. I mean, this little hope word for the day is, don't focus on the size of your problem. Focus on the size of your God. And how you're going to make this a prayer is, I'm going to read it the way I made it a prayer, and you will make it a prayer for you. Father Yahweh in heaven, help me, Elsie, focus on the size of you and not the problems. You are bigger than any of my problems. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you for listening to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated, nonprofit organization. Like I said, we've been around since 1994. And God bless you and have a good day.